Let's apply now to the fragment of Derrida's interview that you just read, one of the aspects of humanistic thinking, that is, reading in between the text. The text with which we would like to confront Derrida's interview is the second section of a very short text that Sigmund Freud wrote in 1920, published in 1920. And which was called Beyond the Pleasure Principle. Freud, in his previous writings, asserted that pleasure consists in putting at rest one's excitation. Yet, after the First World War, he was facing many patients who were going back to their traumatic memories of the war. So they were in their dreams, they were dreaming scenes of horror from the war. This psychological illness was called the traumatic neurosis. And Freud tries to understand why those people come back to those painful memories, which are obviously unpleasant. So he thinks that there may be some kind of psychological mechanism in the human being which leads beyond the pleasure principle, beyond the tendency to put excitation, psychological excitation, at rest. And in searching, researching this tendency of the human being to go beyond pleasure, as he defined it, Freud turns his attention to a childish play that he had the opportunity to see. He describes this episode of his life, this experience, in this second section of the text Beyond the Pleasure Principle, and then he tries to interpret what he has seen, the childish play that he has seen. Please read the few pages of the Freud's text that are attached here below, and look at Freud's interpretation, and then try to put together Freud's text and what Derrida is saying about our tendency to repeat the memories of 9/11.